You can do the same thing. You build,
Amen.
You build a faith image of the kind of home that you are looking for. Stand on the Word, take the Scriptures, yes. meditate them.
You can believe God for your dream home. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons as they share their personal experiences standing on the Word for their homes and how you can do the same.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. I have a special guest with us today, Pastor George Pearsons from Eagle Mountain International Church. And Pastor George is sharing his notes with us on prosperity, hallelujah, that he got out of my book.
That's right.
Some of them. Anyway, we're having a great time, and the Lord is just reminding us, and maybe some of you that have never heard it before, revealing to you the things that are available to us where prosperity is concerned in the will of God. I've enjoyed it, George.
Praise
Thank
God.
You so
you know,
much.
During this 10 days of prosperity, this week the Lord had us looking at how to believe God for a house. And as you said, the notes from this actually came from several sources of yours that I studied out. And this first one is God's Will is Prosperity. This is my book from 1978.
This is a 78 cover.
My Gloria Copeland signed edition.
Autographed copy.
That I study from quite often. And then also a CD that you taught in Living in Prosperity, which is our offer for this week. And it's the last CD, it's number 8, Gloria Copeland teaching on divine prosperity, and she gives the whole testimony on how she and Kenneth believe God for their house. And then also we have a brochure that we want to give to you, or you can go online and get it. It's Faith Scriptures for Your New Home.
Praise
These are scriptures
God.
That Gloria had collected over the years about how to believe God for a house, the Word to stand on. And then also you can go to kcm.org and receive all of the outlines from this series that we're doing. We are just loading them up
we
with
are.
Good things to know how to believe God.
You know, George, I don't know if it's just because I'm female or not, but a home, the right home is, in as far as my experience has been, in the earth,
yes,
is the greatest material blessing that I've ever had. It's better than a car. You could just stay at home, you know.
Yes.
You had a new home. But a home is so, I guess maybe that's just female, I don't know. But a home is so vital to our well-being, the right place, being in the right place.
No, you're right. It's important to Terry as well. A nice home is extremely important to her. I remember, though, Kenneth talking about he could live in a treehouse.
Yeah, but you remember what I said when he
what
said
did
that?
You say?
It would have to be the perfect tree.
Treehouse. Oh, perfect tree. Well, you know, we went through a lot with our home. It took us 5 years to renovate the house after we bought it. But Terry, she built on an office area for me up on the second floor. It's a beautiful office. It overlooks the lake because that was a desire of mine.
Yeah.
The home is a beautiful home, and it ministers to you.
It does.
A home will minister to you. A place that you can come home to at night where the Spirit of the Lord is there, and it's your refuge. It's the place, it's the dwelling place that God gives you.
That's right.
So that's why we're talking about this on this week, because it's so important to all of us, and especially in times when so much is going on right now about foreclosures.
Yeah.
And all that's taking place economically, you can believe God for a house now. It does not matter what the economic situation is.
Just
like.
Before you said that about foreclosures, I had the thought where the scripture says houses you didn't build.
Yeah, you build, yeah. Deuteronomy 6. That's right.
So
that's right. Stand on it. Believe it. Receive it.
This is a good time to get a house you didn't build.
Yeah, that's true.
Hallelujah.
Well, what we've been doing, if you've missed the broadcast this week, you really need to go back to the website and look at the broadcast. They're on there for you. But we've been talking about how to believe God for a house. Let me give you a quick synopsis of where we've been, and then we're going to finish this part up today. But Kenneth and Gloria started out in 1967 by believing God and standing on Romans 13:8, the Amplified Translation, stay out of debt. And you made that commitment, you made that dedication, and the Lord spoke to your heart to believe God for a home. And you did, and you believed God for a home. And at the same time you were believing God for your home, you did not know, but the woman who was beginning to build the home that you were eventually going to be living in back then, in the 70s. And so then the Lord gave you a 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to supply for you everything that you need, the Amplified Translation. And the reason I'm giving this to you is this, it's good to hear the step-by-step process of faith that they went through. They stood on James 1, 5 through 8. They did not waver, but they stayed firm on the Word of God. And then, Gloria, the Lord gave you three revelations when you were in the house, which was a lease house at the time that you were believing God to pay for in full at the end of that year. And He gave you the revelation of divine prosperity from Galatians 3:13. That you were to stand for prosperity in the way that same way that you stood for healing and health. That we were to no longer allow symptoms of lack to come on us. Then the revelation of peace and prosperity from Isaiah 48:17 and 18, amplified, that prosperity has already been provided for you and that we were to rest in that. And then the third revelation was the revelation of dominion and prosperity from Genesis 1:28, amplified, that we have the same dominion that Adam had in the garden, that we were to subdue the earth and all of its vast resources. And the Lord showed you that brick and mortar and wood and all of the material things that it took to build the house. Those are all vast resources.
I had let that slip and slip until I saw that in your notes today. That is exactly right. A house is made up of the Earth's resources.
So you took authority over all of that. And so it was a stand of faith. From the time you and Kenneth believed God until you got into the house that year, and then the year you were believing to pay that off, it was a stand of faith. And what we have to do, you leased it for a year.
And then we paid it off.
So the scripture we're going to look at as we finish up talking about believing God for a house, because we have something special tomorrow on our 50th broadcast.
50.
Of prosperity.
Jubilee.
So, but let's look at this. In Ephesians 6, verse 13 and 14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore. And then it goes through talking about the various armor, but stand therefore, and the Amplified says, hold your ground. And so listen to this. This is from Gloria's book on God's Will is Prosperity. It was 6 years from the time we started believing God for the perfect home until we moved into that home. At the end of the year's lease, we paid cash for our faith house. You said, I'm not sure how, except by faith in God's Word. You said, had we borrowed the money, we would... Now, at the time that you wrote this...
Kelly was maybe in the second grade.
You said, we would still have 35 years to pay. Now, that was from your book in 1978. And we were figuring it out just a little while ago that if you moved into the house in 1973, you took out, let's say, a 40-year mortgage, then you'd have two more years left to go.
It would be worn out.
You'd still... It would be worn out, but there's a better plan. There's a better plan, praise God. And you said, thank God borrowed money is not our source.
That's exactly right.
And that's how you did it. That's how you and Kenneth did it.
Amen.
But the thing that you said in your book, as you were finishing up the chapter, you said, this must be a revelation to you. It has to be real to you.
That's right.
You can take these things that Gloria and I are talking about, but they have to be real to you. We don't take them as a cold checklist, but we have to get them down on the inside, and it has to be real to you.
Meditate on the Word.
You meditate on these things.
Right.
And Gloria, I believe that what you did for us is you gave us a head start so that we could take these things and walk them out and believe God and stand on them.
Amen.
You cannot, you said, receive these things just because I tell you about them. They must become real to you. You have to take the scriptures on prosperity and meditate on them until they become a reality in your heart, until you know that prosperity belongs to you. Now, you have this brochure that we talked about, Faith Scriptures for Your New Home. And these are scriptures that you can either write us and we'll give it to you, or you can go online and download them. But these are scriptures to help you believe God for your house. And just take these and begin to meditate on them. That's what you did,
isn't
it?
That's what I did. Yeah.
You meditated the Word day and night.
And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
And you listen to the Word, and
you get that Word in your heart for healing or anything, through your eyes, in your ears, and it gets down into your heart. And if you do that continually, your faith will grow stronger and stronger and stronger.
It'll get stronger on the inside, which is, it's great, because this next point that I had, Gloria, once you have a revelation of divine prosperity in your spirit, you won't allow Satan to take it from you.
That's right. That's right. Good.
You know,
that's good.
Wouldn't that be strange if after all you have learned about healing and prosperity, that if Satan were to put something on you, for you to say to yourself, boy, I just don't know if it's God's will for me to be healed. That just is not...
No,
that's not
going
to
happen.
Right at all. That's not going to happen.
No.
Well, it's the same thing with prosperity.
Yeah.
It has become so rock solid on the inside of you. It's rock solid in me.
I'm convinced.
You can't talk me out of it.
No.
And can't talk you out
and
of
the,
it.
And the newspaper can't talk me out of it. And the government can't talk me out of it. And all the bad news you hear about
talk you out of
this economy,
no,
that cannot
no
talk me out of the Word of God, because I'm not believing based on the United States government.
Praise God.
I'm believing based on what God says in His Word.
The kingdom of heaven.
The
we
kingdom
live
of heaven. Manifest.
We live on the kingdom side of
That's
heaven.
Right.
We live in the kingdom and operate from the kingdom. You said the Word of God is your source of prosperity.
That's right. Exactly.
The Word of God is the source of your house. Faith is the substance of your house hoped for, and the evidence of your house not seen.
The tangibility, the sight,
the tangibility,
the seeing it,
of
the
it,
feeling it, the living in it, sleeping in it. Glory to God.
That's right. Well, Gloria, we've talked about your side of this and from your perspective, but I always like to look at the Kenneth side of it as well.
Well, let's do that,
and so,
George.
I found in my archives at home,
uh-oh,
and I don't know where I came up with this, and I don't know how I got it, but this is going to be included in your notes, a copy of this, but I found, at the time that I was researching this, I was going through a box in my closet, and I found a copy of a Kenneth Copeland partner letter.
Is that right?
Now, this is
it's yellow, it's coming apart.
This is an original copy. He wrote it in pencil. And Gloria,
and you can actually read his writing. If it had been mine, you might not. Look at that, George.
It's taped together, and I'm not quite sure how I ended up with it.
We don't know how old it is.
It's going back into the Kenneth Copeland Ministries archives for sure.
Really? It's coming apart. The paper's disintegrating.
But let me read to you what Kenneth said. And he was writing a partner letter about standing on the Word.
And by the way, you partners are watching, Ken sits down with his pencil and his paper, and he writes every partner letter out of the Spirit of God. So when you get it, it's hot off the press.
Yeah.
And don't just say, oh, here's another letter, you know, and throw it away. No, it's a word from heaven.
No, he seeks God
he
over
does.
This.
He does.
And so, listen, I'm just reading an excerpt of this for time's sake today, but in your notes, when you download or ask for the notes, the text of this copy will be in this today's broadcast, the full text of it. But listen to this. He said, ask yourself this question, just how far will I go on the Word? Many people ask me if I believe it is a sin to borrow money. The answer is no. It is no more a sin to go to a banker than to a doctor. Of course, there are instances when it would be sin. To borrow knowing you can't pay it back is sin. When God told Israel that He would take them, make them plenteous in goods, and they should lend to many nations and borrow from none, He meant He would supply them better if they went
Yes.
Than if they went to another nation.
Praise God.
The point I want to make is this. When Gloria and I decided to owe no man anything, we made that decision to glorify God and please God by walking by faith. We started by making the quality decision to borrow no more and released our faith to pay all the debts we owed. We were faced with believing for our everyday supply. We learned to believe for the small things first. And God taught us to prosper. And the day came when we knew we were ready to have a home. We were faced with the same question I told you to ask yourself. How far will you go with the Word? We made the decision. Then, if we ever had the choice, we would use our faith instead of some other source. It took the most part of 6 years to get that house by faith. We were in a good enough financial position to have borrowed the money and lived in a better house than the one we were living in all those 6 years. Believe me, the faith way is better.
That's right.
We have the perfect home, not just a nice home. The Word is strong enough in any situation. So, Gloria, just by the fact he said, we have the perfect home, I think he may have written this back in the time when you were in that house that you believe God for and that you leased it and then the finances came in for it. This letter may have been written at that time. We'll have to check with him and see.
Check that out.
But the Lord, since then, you've since moved from that home. You're not in that one anymore. You moved to another home, debt-free.
Yeah.
And then you moved into the home that you're in now, debt-free. And the Lord has stepped you up ever since then. And that's exactly what He wants to do with us.
That's right. That's right.
The house that Terry and I lived in, the rental house when we first got married, the Lord just kept stepping us up. And then we moved into the next house. Mm-hmm. And you know, Nonnie and Granddad, actually, Kenneth and Gloria's parents, they bought that house in the same neighborhood that we were in when you were on the lake. They bought that house. They were going to move into it. And Nonnie decided she didn't want to move into it. And so they sold the house to us. And Granddad made a way for us to move into it. And then we were able to pay him off. And we finally, what we did with that house, Gloria, we came close to paying off the house when the Lord spoke to us and said, sow it. Sow it. And I remember the day.
I bet you do remember the day.
Well, I remember the day. Well, here's how it went. Terry said to me, George, what would you think about sowing this house? And a year later, I answered her.
I would think about it for about a year and get back to you, huh?
It took me a year to process that.
Yeah.
But you know, when I knew that I knew it was time to sell that house, we were coming back in 1998. We were in a meeting with you in England, and we were flying back, and on the takeoff of that, on that plane, I guess I had heard enough faith in that meeting where it got me to the place. We were taking off, and I looked at Terry and I said, it's time to sell the house. That was a year after. And so what we did was, number one, we paid off the house. We were close enough, but the Lord said, pay it off. So we sold a debt-free house.
Praise God.
And number two, He said, clean it up, fix it up, so that when the people came in, that they would come into a beautiful home. And so from there, we went into the next house.
But you came to spend the night with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that was after.
That was different. Huh?
We actually borrowed on a house to get into it. That's when I was on the broadcast with Kenneth, and he said, George, you got out of debt on that house. Then why did you borrow on the next one?
He said that on TV.
Oh, that went worldwide. I have people, partners all the time reminding me of that. Gloria, I went to a meeting at Rick Rayner's in Moscow one time. And it was a meeting that Billy was having. We went over there. We got into our hotel room. I turned on the TV, and there was Kenneth and George were talking in Russian, but it was that broadcast.
Is that right?
That he turned to me and said, why did you go back in debt? Well, what Terry and I did was we got out of debt as quickly as we could and got into the house that we are in. And it took some time to do it, but we got into the house.
Praise God.
Being able to do that. So the whole foundation of this is to walk by faith, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Trust God.
To trust God. And each one of us, we have our own story. That's I've got
right.
mine.
Yeah. And it works differently, but it's all based on the Word of God and doing what God says to do.
And the Lord will arrange it. Gloria, what in the final few moments of this broadcast, give us, just to wrap this up, your wisdom about believing God for a house. Help us. Help us with that.
Well, I got a list. I made my list of house scriptures and land scriptures, you know, that that gave me that. And I, as I recall, I went over those scriptures every day for some length of time.
Yeah.
Just feeding on it. That's the
feeding
way you would do if you were believing for anything. You just get your scriptures, you go over them, you receive them day after day, you keep them in front of your eyes, going in
yes.
your ears, let
yes.
them get in your heart, and say
yep.
out your mouth, I have it. And that's what we did.
And
we
you,
have
you
it.
You got the image of it down. I just now remember this.
Image.
I just now remember this, that in the house on the lake, I can remember going over there, and we used to come in, there was a back door, it used to be mm-hmm. John's room, and then it just became a guest room. But there was a door that we used to come in through there, and Gloria, I remember looking at the bookshelf when I walked in, and the bookshelf had stacks of architectural digests.
Stacks.
And I would
yeah,
stand
you
there.
Oh, yeah, have pictures.
I would stand there and look at that, and they had little stickies in them. And Gloria, I would stand there and look at that when we would come in. Nearly every time we'd come into the house, I'd look at that.
I've forgotten about that, George.
And I remember, Gloria, you used to look at those magazines, and Terry would do the same thing. We would buy magazines, and
oh, yeah.
she'd go through those things and pull out pictures
oh, yeah.
and study them. It builds an image on the
it
inside.
It does. It really does.
I don't know what you've done with those architectural digests, but
well, I don't think I have the same ones, but I've replaced them, you know.
You replaced them. But you built that image on the inside, and you can do the same thing. You build
Amen.
You build a faith image of the kind of home that you are looking for. Stand on the Word, take the scriptures,
yes.
meditate them. We have scriptures down here. Just one scripture I'll give you, Proverbs 23, 3 and 4. Through wisdom is a house built,
yes.
and by understanding it is established.
Amen.
And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and
pleasant riches. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It works.
It works.
God's no respecter of persons. Take the Word of God. Whatever it is you're desiring in your life, you know, whatever, a good job, a new house, a car, whatever it is.
Right.
God wants to, He didn't put good things here for the devil and
That's
his children.
Right.
They're for us.
That's right.
And we receive them in the name of Jesus. George and I'll be right back.
A house is built through wisdom.
Absolutely. God can show you a plan and can give you a system through the Word to teach you how to do that very same thing. You can just be sitting in church one day. He'll say, this is what I want you to do to go buy that house or to buy that car or to go buy that whatever He has you to go out and buy. And He can show you how to do that. And God's system and plan is far above anything that we could come up with or try to do ourselves.
God's will for you is prosperity, yet many people find out far too late that prosperity is more than just about finances. True prosperity is accessing God's power and resources so you can live with all your needs met, spirit, soul, and body. Living in Prosperity. In this powerful 10-CD series, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland show you how to activate God's principles of prosperity in your life. As you go through the Living in Prosperity Companion Study Guide, you'll become more aware of your rights and privileges in God. The day-to-day stresses of life will quickly fade as you begin walking in a new level of peace. Let Living in Prosperity help you gain God's wisdom from His Word. Put God's Word to work in your daily life and learn how to give God's way to get God's results. As an added bonus, when you order today, you'll also receive the study notes from George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity BVOV broadcast free with purchase. You can experience God's prosperity every minute of every day. Start living in prosperity now. It's God's will for you to prosper, and to help you learn what God has to say about your prosperity, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a special CD series and study guide by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Living in Prosperity is now available at a 42% savings for just $30. You'll also receive a spiral-bound copy of Pastor George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity study notes free with your purchase. Don't spend another day in debt and lack. It's time for you to begin living in prosperity today.
The CD offer that we have for you today, this came from a Laws of Prosperity seminar that Kenneth and Gloria did a number of years ago. I've been listening to this when we found out that we were going to use this on this broadcast for the offer. I just immediately, the day we met, I ran up to the bookstore here and I got my own set of these and I just started listening to them right away. I downloaded these on my iPad. I took them on my trip to Australia, listened to them on the plane going out and back, and just feeding on the Word. And this last CD, the number 8 CD, is the one, Divine Prosperity, that we've been talking about over these last 4 days. You can get this. Brother Copeland is teaching on prosperity. Feed on the Word.
Yes.
It comes with a study guide. You can go through the outlines of what are on this series are in the study guide, and that's for you. And if you get this, we want to send you the 50 outlines that we've done.
George is well organized, inspired outlines.
Look at these outlines.
Prosperity.
And tomorrow is our 50th broadcast on the Days of Prosperity, 50 Days of Prosperity, but we've put these in here for you. We want you to have these as well. And then also the brochure, we want to give this to you. These are the scriptures that Gloria was talking about, the scriptures that she meditates on about believing God for a house. Those are available. You can write us for this, or you can go online. It's available to you. So all of these men, you have no shortage of help.
That's right.
To help you believe God, not only for a house, but for whatever it is,
that's right.
Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every realm of your life.
That's right.
And listen, they have a meeting coming up. That's why these meetings are for you, to be able to feed on the Word. The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign,
this
that's a good one.
This is always a great meeting.
That's an outstanding meeting. November 10th through 12th. It's right outside of the Washington, D.C. area at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And then Saturday, Gloria, you're having Healing School.
I am.
And always
Jesus
the miraculous.
Jesus always heals people.
Always heals people. The miraculous takes place. And so I want to let you know that tomorrow, being the 50th broadcast, we're going to talk about the Jubilee. So,
Jubilee.
Praise God. We're looking forward
prosperity
to seeing you tomorrow.
Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, April 13th and 14th at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. For more information, go to kcm.org.